Chapter 29, Jesus Rescues the Sabbath. The Sabbath was hallowed at creation. As ordained for man, it had its origin when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Earth was in harmony with heaven. God saw everything that he had made, and, behold, it was very good, and he rested in the joy of his completed work. Because he had rested on the Sabbath, God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, set it apart to a holy use. It was a memorial of the work of creation, and thus a sign of God's power and love. All things were created by the Son of God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And since the Sabbath is a memorial of the work of creation, it is a token of the love and power of Christ. The Sabbath brings us into communion with the Creator. In the song of the bird, the sighing of the trees, and the music of the sea, we still may hear his voice who talked with Adam in Eden. And as we behold his power in nature, we find comfort, for the word that created all things is that which speaks life to the soul. He who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. This is the message written in nature, which the Sabbath is appointed to keep in memory. When the Lord told Israel to hallow his Sabbaths, he said, "They shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God." The people of Israel had knowledge of the Sabbath before they came to Sinai. On the way, the Sabbath was kept. When some profaned it, the Lord reproved them, "How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws?" The Sabbath was not for Israel merely, but for the world. Like the other precepts of the Decalogue, it is of imperishable obligation. Of that law Christ declares, "Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law." So long as the heavens and the earth endure, the Sabbath will continue as a sign of the Creator's power. And when Eden shall bloom on earth again, God's holy rest day will be honored by all beneath the sun. From one Sabbath to another the inhabitants of the glorified new earth shall go up to worship before me, saith the Lord.